The Gemara in Berachos on Daf Tesvav says that if a person doesn't have water to wash his hands, he can use other cleaning devices, clean it in a cloth or in dry earth. So, and that suffices. So now, what would be the halacha if a person doesn't have water to wash his hands for eating? Can he also use b'mekaneach yadav ba'ofer or b'tzvor with a stone and clean his hands? So Rav thought that this may depend on a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam, in Perek Ches Halach Ches of Avos HaTumas, writes, Shlomo HaMelech Beis Dinu Gozu Al Kol HaYadayim Shniyos V'af Al Pishlo Yadu B'Vada Shnitmu B'nei Shayadim Asconius V'lo Gozu Shlomo Al HaYadayim Tuma El L'Koydish V'achkar Gozu Bezden Shal Achuv Af L'Truma. The Rambam says that the takana to wash one's hands was initially instituted by Shlomo HaMelech when eating Korbanos Kodesh, and subsequently it was extended by further Bezdin to Truma as well, because your hands are always busy. Yadim Asconius, maybe you touch something Tommy, so they were goyzer that hands have a level of Tumah of Shniyim. And the Ravid is masik there. And subsequently they were gozer on Achilas Chulin when we eat a meal with bread that we have to wash. Now, the Rambam did not include in his halacha Achilas Chulin, because the Rambam, the Rav said, thought that there are two different gzeiros. The one for Kodesh and Truma is because of Srach Tuma, that they said that the hands are tummy, and therefore it's also to eat Kodesh or Truma with hands that are tummy, because you will defile the Truma or the Kodesh. However, the Ram doesn't include the halacha of eating a meal, a regular meal that you have to wash, because that's a different halacha. That has nothing to do with Tumah. The Ravid says, V'achkar gozo achilas chulin, because he thinks that it's an extension. The next chulin is an extension of the previous gzeiros, that'll be sum srach Tumah, because of Tumah. And so in this question, it would seem another issue revolves around that, and that is, what is the halacha if a person eats bread without netilas yadayim? For sure, he violates. He was mevatel the mitzvah of drabanan of netilas yadayim, which we make a bracha on. Is he also by eating without having washed over on an Easter as well? So often, this should depend that on this machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid. If the halacha is that it's also to eat, it's because there's a halacha that your hands are tamei, and therefore it's also to eat with tamei to your hands because of srach tumah, of truma and so on, and that's extended even to chulin, then the issa applies even, and that issa applies also to chulin. So that's an issa. Beyond the mitzvah of netilas yadayim, it's also an issa. However, the Rambam, who said distinguishes between Kodesh, which is Takana Shlomo, and Truma, subsequent Bezdin, because there's a Tumah, but the next level, namely for Chulin, the Ram doesn't include it because he thinks that's just a mitzvah Lishmo Divei Chachamim. And so that's not a halach of Tumah, that would just be a mitzvah, it wouldn't be an Issa. So the nafgamina would be, what if I dry my hands or clean my hands not with water, as the other suggestions that the Gemara has, mekanach yodah ba'ofer, b'tzor, or b'kismis. So if the halacha is because of tumah, so that doesn't help. Ofer and so on will not be metahir the yadayim. But if it's simply there was a separate gzera to wash your hands, mishum kedusha and nekiyus, so other means, b'di'eved, would also suffice. In this issue, whether not washing before bread is both a mitzvah and also an isur, or is it only a mitzvah? You're mekayim a mitzvah, but if you eat without netilas yadayim, you didn't violate an isur midrabanan. So there could be a nafgamina, the Rav thought, what if a person is a choleh sheyesh bo sakana? He's very sick and is permitted to eat on Yom Kippur, so he's eating bread. Would he be allowed to wash for eating the bread? Because one's not allowed to want to wash your hands on Yom Kippur. So if the halach is that it's usur to eat without your netilas yadayim, it's an isur, so then that isa would be suspended because it's necessary to eat the bread because of pikuach nefesh. But if the halacha is it's a kiyum and a mitzvah, so since on Yom Kippur one is not allowed to wash one's hand because it's one of the chamisha inuim, then he would not be allowed to wash his hands on Yom Kippur when he eats. Just parenthetically, in terms of this issue, whether it's an isur or only a mitzvah, so the Rav one side of the B'kiv Eger says, we know that the loch is an oinen, a person who a family relative died, one of the Shiva Krovim, and it's before the kfura, before the burial, he's forbidden to do all mitzvahs and to say brachas. Mishemesa mutal fanav is part of mekola mitzvahs. So, if he would eat something, he would eat without making a bracha. But would he be obligated to wash his hands? So, B'Kivega says an oinen is only part of a mitzvahs. He's not permitted to do any isurim, even isum drabonin. So, B'Kivega says while he wouldn't bench and he would eat without a bracha, he would still have to wash his hands, indeed without a bracha, because on isurim he's still the oinen is still muzer and he's not allowed to do any isurim, even drabonin. So, washing he would have to. But he wouldn't make a bracha on the washing or anything else. So you see, Rabbi Kivega thinks that the halacha of Netilas Yadayim is not only a kiyum hamitzvah, but also an isur.